are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The Spurs will be celebrating their 50th anniversary, and Spurs fans are excited. But what exactly do Spurs fans want to see when it comes to celebrating the silver and black? Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Ken's Five writer, all things San Antonio Spurs. Check out Ken's5.com/Spurs. And we'd like to thank today's sponsors of Locked On Spurs, Sakura Nutrition. Sakura is a wellness company anchored in food as medicine on a mission to nourish. Go to Sakura.com/LockedOn20 or enter code LockedOn20 for 20% off at checkout. Look, next season is going to be fun. You know, regardless of what the record is, it is time to celebrate 50 years in San Antonio. The Spurs, to close out last week, released three alt logos. Big 50, Spurs established in 1973. They put out a hype video. It was exciting. Spurs fans are thrilled. But what do Spurs fans want to see celebrated? Do they want throwback jerseys, you know, like ABA jerseys? Do they want to see the old Alamo Dome court make an appearance at the AT&T Center? What about the old Hemisphere court? We're going to be diving in that and a lot more on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. And before we bring in our guests, I want to thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. And we are free, available whenever, wherever you get podcasts. Who is repping the fan base on this very fun fan episode? He is Cameron McClure. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at DangerATX. He's no stranger to these shows. Cam, welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. So happy to be back, man. Thank you for having me on. Really, really excited to talk about the 50th anniversary of my favorite sports team.
So when the logos and the hype video were released, I mean, what were fans saying? What were they all, were they jazzed up? What was the vibe?
I think, you know, it's, you don't really think, I didn't really even realize that it was the 50th anniversary until I saw that video. And it just flooded me with memories of, you know, like 90s growing up, being real young, watching the silver and black, watching the Spurs. Like, I started watching them right as when Tim Duncan was starting. That's just when I was old enough to start remembering. I was around 10 when he started his rookie season. And seeing that hype video, it just, it brought back the memories of, you know, driving to the Alamo Dome from, you know, Hill Country hometown of Wimberley, like getting so excited to wear an oversized Tim Duncan jersey, like just cheer and cheer and cheer. Like, Avery Johnson made me think that I could be an NBA point guard when I was little until I actually like got to do a fan meet and greet and realize he's above 6 feet and he just looks so small on the court compared to all those 7-footers. So I really think it just brought back all those good memories of, you know, people like me, you know, that started our Spurs fan journey like in those 90s, and just getting to see all those highlights and everything was super exciting for me.
Cam, are you old enough to have been to the Hemisphere Arena?
I am not. Like I said, 90s is when I really started my Spurs journey. That's just when I was old enough to realize what being a fan, you know, means. So all of that was started for me at the Alamo Dome.
The Alamo, yeah. I think a lot of the Spurs fan base, the majority of them, for me, they're kids. But they started at the Alamo Dome till now. I go back the ending of their ABA days right into their San Antonio days, like as far as NBA time, you know, the Hemisphere Arena. Cam, I'm so old. I remember going to the Hemisphere Arena when they only had one floor. That was it. That was it. It was just one level, nothing more, nothing less. And by the way, kids, they used to allow smoking in the Hemisphere Arena, and there used to be a smoking haze over the over the court. It was a different time for Spurs back in the day. But you know, the Spurs released three alternate logos. What did you think about that? What did you think about those logos?
I was all right with them. I think they just look a little bit just in my, when you, you know, we've had the Fiesta logos, just the hype around those for so long, that when you see these new logos and they're not those like just in your face, loud colors, they look a little tame. But well,
I was expecting the Fiesta colors, to be honest with you. I thought they were going to be in that logo. Yeah,
I thought we were going to get some of those logos, or at least just like maybe even just some sort of callback to the only, you know, All-Star Weekend San Antonio's ever hosted. I still think that's some of the best logo work our city's ever done. But, you know, I do hope it signals that, like, maybe we'll get some really classic looking silver and black jerseys this upcoming season. Like, I'm talking like that ABA logo with San Antonio spelled out. I've always thought those look so professional and clean.
And to be honest, you can't look, as much as I love the Fiesta colors, and let's not forget, the Fiesta colors were never on the jerseys back in the day. They were everywhere else, right? On the warmups, on the pants, at the dome. I mean, hell, remember the old curtain, and remember the retired jerseys, or more like retired portraits? They had the splash of the Fiesta colors in there. So, kids, if you're not old enough to remember, yeah, the jerseys never had the Fiesta colors. This past few seasons, they finally started doing that and incorporating them into the jerseys. You know, of the last two city editions, Cam, I still prefer last year's when it was that black with the stripes across the chest. What do you think?
My wonderful, amazing wife actually purchased me a pair of their athletic shorts, like basketball shorts that just have the stripes. And those are some of my favorite things to wear. I wish it was more appropriate to wear them to the office and other sorts of opportunities, because I think those are great. I think it merges the silver and black, just classic feel that really got all the fans. That's where we started our journey, was, you know, Fiesta colors on the court, and then that silver and black just running back and forth, up and down. As long as, you know, we can officially never see those like digitized military jerseys, if we can just
move
past those completely.
Cam, I predict,
I think
the
fans
future
will be very happy.
I predict in the future Spurs fans are going to be wanting that as a throwback eventually. I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to come full circle, and they're going to be bring back the camo jerseys. We're talking with Cameron McClure. Yeah, exactly. We're talking with Cameron McClure right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs, and we're talking about the Spurs fan base's reaction to the news that the Spurs will be celebrating the 50th anniversary next season. So we saw the alt logos, and they were nice. They were nice. I like the three different colors ways. You know, you had the black, you had the gray, you had the white, standard logo in the middle. Very basic, you know, and it would, that San Antonio right there, very basic. There was no really too much splash to it. But then they like you mentioned, they released that hype video, and my goodness, that was a trip down memory lane. I gotta ask you though, Cam, noticeably absent was Kawhi Leonard. What do you think, intentional or not?
I think it has to be intentional. Like, you can't. That was one thing that I noticed too on like my second viewing of it. Cause I, you know, the first one I was just totally in my feelings, just remembering all those. And I noticed, oh, one of the biggest players we've had in the past decade doesn't make an appearance. And, you know, that's our most recent finals MVP player. You know, he was on the most recent championship team. So I think you have to say that, you know, I think Spurs made a good decision to just, you know, make it solely focus on all the good memories of our team. And, you know, they did have some, you know, throwbacks to the 2014 championship in there, but I think it was smart of them to not like focus on like Kawhi close-ups and things like that, and just really give the fans just that overarching 50 years of great memories feel in the video.
Do you think they should though? Do you think during next season's celebration, I mean, you feel like they are forced to have to recognize him in some capacity, because as you mentioned, he is the last finals MVP we had in silver and black. He's the last, I guess, marquee, you know, in player that the Spurs had in team colors. You know, he got his start in San Antonio, and, you know, we don't know what 2014, that was his coming out party. Do you think they should? You think next season they should recognize his efforts?
I think they should recognize the 2013-2014 Spurs team, because that to me was just an incredible sports story that I think just because of the Spurs does not get the attention that it deserves. I mean, you have this heartbreaking end to the finals, which has gone down as one of the most memorable final series of all time in the NBA. And then for that, basically that same team to just come back with such a force the next season. Like, you could see it in their eyes from the opening tip on day one that there was a clear goal on the horizon, and they were going to do everything they could to achieve it. And then they did. And I really appreciated that team overall. And I think the Spurs can do really well with remembering what that team did and not so much have to focus on, you know, like, oh yeah, we did have this player that we all had our hearts set on as the future of the franchise. And then that didn't work out. I think if we can just, the team can just focus on what that core group did, you know, Danny Green, Boris Diaw, I remember watching them completely change their like professional play style for that finals. It was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It was an amazing hype video. If you have not seen it, go check it out. It's available at kensfi.com/Spurs. So many memories in that video, getting the fans ready for next season, the celebration, you know, of 50 years in San Antonio. And definitely coming off a very, very emotional last couple of weeks, 3 weeks, Cam, considering what happened when the Spurs attorney went to Bexar County Commissioner's Court talking about more games away. So it definitely was definitely needed, considering a lot of Spurs fans, not all, but a lot of Spurs fans were on the ledge and whispering the word relocation. Is this relocation time? We're going to get Cam's thought on that. We're also going to get what he thinks and what he believes the fans want to see during next season's celebration. But before we do that, hey, looking and feeling your best shouldn't mean deprivation. Instead, choose joy, abundance, and that's where Sakura comes in. Sakura's organic, plant-rich, transformational nutrition programs are designed to help you cultivate body intelligence so you can nourish your body and experience the results you want. Experience true radiance, and it starts on your plate. Sakura is a wellness company anchored in food as medicine on a mission to nourish your body through the power of plants. Sakura gives you the tools you need to transform your life with their organic, ready-to-eat meal delivery program, Functional Wellness Essentials. Their nutritionally designed, chef-crafted breakfast, lunches, and dinners are made with powerful plant-rich ingredients, helping boost your energy, support your digestion, curb your sugar cravings, and get your skin glowing. Plus, it's all delivered right to your door, ready to eat. Sakura's functional plant-rich wellness essentials help you create a body you love living in. From their best-selling metabolism super powder to the foundation, their daily supplemental packs, they got it all. Sakura's products are designed to support your wellness goals anytime, anywhere. And right now, Sakura is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakura.com/lockedon20 or enter code lockedon20 at checkout. It's very simple. That's Sakura, sakara.com/lockedon20. Get 20% off your first order. Again, sakura.com/lockedon20. We're back with Cameron McClure on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs, and we're discussing next season's big celebration, 50 years in San Antonio for your silver and black. And thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Be sure to check out Locked On NBA Big Board host Rafael Barlow from NBA Draft Junkies and author of the NBA Big Board newsletter. He's joined by Richard Stamen, Sam Ferris, and Leif Thulin, giving fans an in-depth look into the NBA draft, mock draft, player rankings, and, of course, big boards. It's free and available wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And, hey, Spurs have a big day tomorrow with the NBA lottery. Cam, let's go and continue talking about our trip through memory lane as the Spurs get set to celebrate 50 years in San Antonio. So we talked about the logos. We talked about the fan reaction to that. We talked about the video, you know, what stood out. Interesting name was left out, Kawhi Leonard. But now let's see what Cam has to say when it comes to what fans want to see next season. Right off the bat, you said you want to see those jerseys. You want to see those ABA classic George Gervin road jerseys. And Cam, it seems to me like they already been leaked. You know, when the season was winding down, a website did leak them. It looks like the fan base is going to get them, Cam.
I mean, I think those jerseys need to come back. I think they just look so classically clean. And, you know, especially for, you know, my generation that didn't quite get to become fans or see the ABA Spurs. Like, the first time I was introduced to what those Spurs look like was in the Will Ferrell movies, Semi-Pro, where they actually play against the Spurs to see who can go from ABA to NBA. And that's when I first really got to see what those jerseys look like. And ever since seeing that movie, I was a little jealous of the actors who got to wear those. And, you know, I didn't get to wear any or have the opportunity to purchase that style. So I think it'd be great if we could see them, especially if they want to play sort of like a you know, like a remembrance game in the old Alamo Dome, they were in those things. That would just be too perfect.
Glad you brought up the Alamo Dome, because next season the Spurs will be playing four games away from the AT&T Center. One of those games is going to be in the Alamo Dome. I spoke to a Spurs rep when that news hit and was told that for sure they're looking towards, and all signs are pointing, although nothing official yet, but it looks like there's going to be a throwback reunion game at the Alamo Dome. How big is that? How much are fans anticipating that game? And will Cameron McClure be going?
Well, now that I know that those are more than rumors, I'm definitely going to start marking my calendar to look for that. Because that, I mean, I don't even know how nostalgic I would get. I just have so many memories of just like pulling up to the Alamo Dome, just super excited with my dad and, you know, maybe a friend or two if we could get, afford an extra ticket, and just, you know, sitting up high in the nosebleeds, just thinking, you know, like, oh my goodness, these players are so good. I was so young when I first went to my first Spurs game. Like, I thought Tim Duncan, that was a nickname because he dunked the basketball. I'm like, oh, they call him Duncan because he dunks. And like, it just didn't even dawn on me that like, oh, that's actually his real name and he's a basketball player. So yeah, if that actually gets confirmed that there will be a throwback night at the Alamo Dome, yeah, you're gonna see me there for that one.
Yeah, I think they're going to sell out the dome for that one. That was going to be huge. Expect, you know, the blue curtain to be back. Expect the court to be back. Because again, you know, Cameron, a lot of you and your generation of Spurs fans grew up with that Alamo Dome Spurs and leading into the SBC, now AT&T Center. Cameron, what about this? Having the Spurs launch the water cannon again and getting everybody soaked for a day, for a night.
I mean, Our summers are only getting hotter and hotter. So if they time it right, it could be a very welcoming sensation with the proper game.
Ken, what else do you think Spurs fans want to see as the Spurs celebrate 50 years in San Antonio next season?
I think what I really want to see as a fan, and you know what I've just sort of read, just interacting with fans on Twitter and something and things, is we want to see our team sort of choose its destiny. I think there's an old quote by Hunter S. Thompson that I like that says, you know, the person who procrastinates choosing their own destiny will have it chosen for them by circumstance. And I think that's how the Spurs fans feel a little bit right now. We haven't seen this team, you know, choose destiny. And I think that's where we want to see them go, whether it's, you know, becoming a high scoring team, you know, sticking to our defensive roots, but just like really getting an identity that we know what's going to happen game to game, and not sort of just like, well, maybe Kelvin goes off this game, or, you know, just hoping for something, but not having any faith on like a consistent identity that we know we're going to get each and every time the silver and black tip off. And I really think if we can get that, it'd be hugely helpful.
All right, Cam, we talked about it in the first segment. I'm going to bring it up right now. Do you think the Spurs, as part of just celebrating 50 years in San Antonio, part of the festivities and fun things to do is to actually bring back those camo jerseys? Would Cameron McClure allow it? Do you think the Spurs fan base would be okay with it, all things considered, next season?
I think if they do that, I would like it to be, you know, like maybe a big three appreciation night, because that's really where those jerseys got their fame, was seeing Duncan, Ginobili, Parker in them, even though they looked, in my opinion, awful. Watching those three go out and win, you know, 60 games a season in those things was always impressive.
I would be okay with it. I think Spurs fans, just for a goof, just to have fun with it, I think they should bring it back, at least for a game, just to have fun. I think Spurs fans will definitely have a reaction if they were to announce that, the team were to announce that, but I think they'd be okay with it because you're celebrating the history, and that was part of the Spurs history of wearing those old throwback, I'm sorry, the camo jerseys on the military appreciation night. Cam, what about this? Do you think Spurs fans would be okay with maybe inviting some players that maybe are not sitting well with the fan base, like, you know, Robert Horry? You know, he definitely is not in favor of the Spurs, you know, fan base. You got Kawhi Leonard. You got Steven Jackson. You know, he tends to, you know, say things about the team. You think Spurs fans would be okay just giving them a hello? I mean, I don't even know Kawhi even would show up, to be honest with you. So maybe we should even talk about him.
Yeah, I don't think Kawhi would even sort of return that phone call. It would be nice, like, you know, again, the Spurs just have so much success in their history that, like, inevitably there are going to be some guys that, you know, are part of championship runs that didn't necessarily become icons for the team. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, like, we're crucial linchpins for really exciting Spurs memories. So, like, if we are going to do, like, sort of championship team reunion nights for the 50th anniversary, yeah, I think you've got to give them a call and at least put the offer out there, just as a show of good faith.
You think Uncle Dennis will be allowed to come back in?
I think it'll be no plus ones for Kawhi. It'll just be him and him alone.
Exactly. We're talking with Cameron McClure in this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. We're talking about next year's celebration of all things Spurs as they celebrate their 50th anniversary in San Antonio. Hey, you know what? Summer's here and you want to look better. You're trying to get in shape. Well, that's where Built Bar comes in. Now imagine, this is their new flavor, by the way. This is their birthday cake flavor. But imagine dipping your finger into that plastic tub of birthday cake frosting and then open your eyes, realizing it's only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein. That's what it's like to eat a birthday cake puff from Built. I got my box over the weekend. I've been chowing down on them. I'm going through them fast. They're packed full of vitamins, packed full of protein, and it's good for you. I forget that I'm eating something healthy. I'm actually thinking I'm eating a candy bar. Look, I've never had anything like this before. You're going to love them. They're available right now. Go get them today at built.com. If you haven't tried the puffs, I'll let you know a little secret, because that's what friends do. A chocolate covered marshmallow protein bar. That's what it is. You heard me right. It's deliciously flavored marshmallow covered in 100% chocolate. And yeah, you can make every day your birthday with Built's birthday cake puffs. Built has taken the delicious experience of biting into a fresh slice of birthday cake and then covered it in 100% white chocolate and added sprinkles. With 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, and only 9 grams of sugar, this limited time flavor is an amazing option if you're looking for a healthy way to get flavor and variety in your day. All Built Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means with Built, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. They're made with collagen protein, which absorbs into your body more efficiently and provides you tons of health benefits. Go to Built.com to get birthday cake puffs now. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. And we're back with Cameron McClure in this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. We start winding down our discussion on what Spurs fans want to see next season as the team celebrates 50 years in San Antonio. Now, we brought it up at the beginning, Cam, and I think it bears repeating. Have Spurs fans come off the ledge already regarding this whole relocation, Austin, you know, games away from San Antonio thing? You think they've cooled down a bit?
Knowing Spurs fans, no, we have not cooled down about that at all. I do think Pete, seeing that statement from the whole family was really put a lot of the, you know, talked a lot of people back from the ledge that were closest to it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, personally, I live in Austin and I don't want to see the Spurs come here. San Antonio deserves that team. And I think it's just, you know, it's perfect. Like, if the Spurs move from San Antonio, then you don't have a professional sports team on I-35 after you get outside of Dallas. And I just think that Texas is too big and deserves more opportunities for quality professional sports entertainment that the Spurs provide.
And what do you think should be trotted out for Spurs fans next season to celebrate 50 years? Is something we're missing? There's something that Spurs fans got to see. We know if you're going to tier them, we think we got the black ABA jerseys. I think those are more than likely coming. There's no surprise. It's already been leaked. Looks like there's going to be a game in the Alamo Dome. Nothing official, but all signs are pointing to that. I mean, the Spurs even said it during the county commissioner's court, so it looks like that's going to happen. What else do you think there should happen?
That's actually a really good question. Like, I really do want to put, I would like to see sort of, because the thing about San Antonio is just some of the wackiest moments in the basketball as a sport have happened to the San Antonio Spurs. Like, you've got Manu Ginobili, you know, taking a bat out of midair during an active game. Like, that, no other team has done that or has that legacy. I would just like to see sort of like a night that just celebrates all of just those moments, those insanely random moments that the Spurs have, you know,
that'll be fun. Yeah.
Endured. Yeah.
Water cannon night. I think that'll be funny.
Water cannon night.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, some night where they jokingly like pretend the AC is off or something again. Just like so many moments
going there
where it's like the sport itself wasn't necessarily the main event or the highlight that night, but something that those glorious and wacky Spurs did outside of the game just is in all the headlines.
You know what? Going back to that bat thing with Manu, they should do something like pin the bat on Manu's hand, like pin the tail on the donkey. Somebody, they blind somebody for a kind of halftime games. They just try to pin the bat on his hand. I think that'll be fun. I think obviously they're not going to turn on the water cannon, you know, right, at the Alamo Dome, but you know, maybe just bring it up. But you know, one thing I think they should do is talk to fans, young and old, and even older like me, to talk about the history of the team. Cause there's so many things, you know, from, you know, not many fans remember this cause y'all were just kids, but back in the day, Cam, there was a time where the Spurs were a hair away from leaving. They could have been called the Nashville Spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Maloof brothers came to San Antonio looking to buy the team. It was real. It was a threat. Sean Elliott has been very, you know, open about it. You know, in interviews, he said like, yeah, he goes, the team was close to leaving. So I think realizing how much it's gone through threats like that, the highs of winning titles, the lows of, you know, pre-Robinson, because those days were very lean days back, you know, where the Spurs were really cellar dwellers. I also think celebrating like those random Spurs players that you forget wore colors, like Dominique Wilkins. I think that'll be fun. You know, Vinnie Johnson wearing Spurs colors, Paul Pressey wearing Spurs colors, just a night of random Spurs players would be good.
That would be great.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. And to your point, I think it would be really, really great if they sort of highlighted those tiny, like sliding doors moments in franchise history of like, you know, what if the team had been sold and just sort of doing like a Marvel's what if. Of like,
oh, that'd be good.
These are moments where this team could have been completely different. Duncan almost getting traded to Orlando when he was coming up for his first re-signing. You know, those Popovich maybe not getting the head coaching position or almost getting fired when he first started. Like those tiny, like what if moments. Like what would this team look like had, you know, the coin flipped to the other side during those crucial little pivotal moments.
You think they're going to extend an offer to the coach that Popovich replaced, Bob Hill? I don't think he's going to come back to San Antonio. Yeah. But no, it's going to be fun. I think next season is going to be great. The Spurs fans are going to love some of the nights, the theme nights. I'm pretty sure they're going to have like, no, if they have a bobblehead night, I would love like a Gervin bobblehead night.
Oh, that would be so great.
You know, a James Silas bobblehead night, you know, really, really, you know, go to the guys that helped establish the team in San Antonio. Red McCombs, you know,
right,
celebrate him. I know they did recently, you know, towards the end of the season, but, you know, bring him back. You know, the game in the Alamo Dome, I think that's going to be the big, big, big night. I hope, you know, in the days leading up to that Alamo Dome game, they kind of put on a very light All-Star Game Saturday vibes to it. What I mean by that, Cam, is maybe the night before, fans can go to the Alamo Dome grounds and just experience things, you know, like maybe tour some old photos, the games that was, you know, in the Alamo Dome, because that's where the Fiesta Colors really got their start. You know, they were kind of coming on, Cam. I don't know if you remember this, but the Fiesta Colors were kind of coming on towards the end of their stay at the Hemisphere. They were starting to pop up already, but they really took off once they made the transition from the Hemisphere to Alamo Dome. And it was just, I mean, just everywhere. And, you know, even talk to, you know, people that remember those introductions of those colors, because Cameron, when they were first introduced, fans hated them. They did not like them. I remember fans saying, what are y'all doing? What is this? You know, and they were not well received. You fast forward to today, and a lot of the younger Spurs fans are loving them. They want it everywhere. Hey, Cam, you know, if you ever want to have a little side hustle, just put those colors on anything and they'll probably sell.
Oh, that's right. I remember like that All-Star game that was hosted in San Antonio, my dad alone being complaining like at the logo, and he's like, this just makes us look like just like a child's game or anything. Like he did not like the colors of that like jalapeno. Yeah. And so now it's like, that's, yeah, if you could find an original like All-Star t-shirt from that weekend, you could sell it for, you know, an immense profit.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's going to be a great next season. You know, things are definitely going to be looking up for the Spurs. You know, 3 first round picks. The lottery is tomorrow. I know Spurs fans are excited about that. You got the draft. So, you know, if they do keep all 3 picks, you know, that's 3 new Spurs players in the mix. Should be a fun, exciting time. DeJounte Murray's talking about how the Spurs will make the postseason next year. We'll see. A lot of things are coming up, but it's going to be icing on the cake. Celebrating 50 years in San Antonio. Wow, time flies. Time really flies in San Antonio. But can we thank you for hopping on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. Tell fans where they can chat with you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on, Jeff. I always really enjoy coming on to these fan episodes. Yeah, you want to give me a follow? I'm on Twitter at DangerATX. And you can see, you know, me chatting with Jeff on all things Spurs related, as well as a lot of nerd culture discussion.
Exactly. A lot of nerd culture is one of Cam's best things. And I'm going to ask you, what do you think of a Multiverse of Madness?
I have actually not seen that one yet. I haven't made a choice. I did actually just finally convince the wife to sit down with me and watch The Batman, which was pretty intense. I didn't think Pattinson was going to pull that off as well as he did.
Oh yeah, it was really, really well done. Especially the detective angle of him, and we get to see a very, would you say, he's still a novice Bruce Wayne Batman, still kind of in there, or he's already?
Oh yeah,
started. Yeah, he's a novice still, right?
Yeah, that was the thing that I liked most, is how naive and sort of young they portrayed him as a hero, like really making mistakes. You know, villains getting to put one over on him. You know, doesn't have that edge that, you know, was very clear with like the Christian Bale version. Right.
Because Bale was already in his peak already. That was the Batman in that Nolan universe right now. I really loved how they highlighted the detective side of young Bruce Wayne, because we have never seen that. I mean, really in that depth. You know, we got a taste of it a little bit with Chris Nolan's Christian Bale Batman. I get a taste with Keaton. Affleck was just all about just pummeling people, wasn't he?
Yeah, and there was like no detective ability.
There was no Affleck. Yeah, Ben Affleck's Batman did no detective work. He just went out there and just beat the living snot out of enemies. I mean, that's all he did. But yeah, I mean, we really got to see that. But yeah, you see, there's an example right there how much you can engage with Cameron when it comes to the pop culture side of things. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast: Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. The list goes on and on. And we're now on YouTube. We thank you for making those YouTube numbers grow each and every day. And we also thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now make your second listen be Locked On NBA. From the first jump ball of the play-in tournament to the last possession of the finals, Locked On experts take you deep inside the playoffs with insight and analysis affecting all 30 teams. Cameron, once again, we thank you for hopping on this episode of Locked On Spurs. So for Cameron McClure, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.